360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to another beautiful segment of 360 Biz on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I mean, we just entered into Youth Month. Happy Youth Month to all the youthpreneurs out there. I mean, I'm coining this from the term tenderpreneurs, entrepreneurs. So everybody's trying to be a nerd out there. Welcome, guys, I mean, to another exciting and amazing segment of 360 Biz. Before I introduce the topic, Tebogo, my man, how are you?
I'm good, and you, my brother?
I'm well. How was your week, man? Tell us about your weekend.
My weekend, I was working, my brother. You know, that's what I do for a living. I work, I run a business. So I just love what I do. I always say the way I love business so much, I can do it 365 days a day, a year,
yeah,
24 hours a day, you know, and 7 days a week. I just love entrepreneurship. I just love business. That's who I am.
You see, there's an interesting topic that we had going on a little bit earlier on. And the interesting topic was that, isn't it funny how, you know, this is not just an observation, how yellow-bone guys just have it easy. You know, even when they walk into offices and they want to harass the executives that are sitting here today, the receptionist just let them in because of their skin color.
No, bro. There's no such. You know, when it comes to entrepreneurship, it all goes back to hard work.
Yeah.
And it has absolutely nothing to do with a yellow bone or skin tone or anything of that kind. But, I mean, look at you, my brother. It's the first time ever seeing you in a suit. This man, I know, I must say, some special guests we have. This man is always wearing tracksuits and jeans. So I guess today he's decided, you know what, let me rock this and wear
a suit. You're tarnishing my reputation. I know that I need a R1 million tender, yeah, this side. And I know that on my left here I need a R5 million. So you're messing me up, because I just walked into a well-presented,
yeah,
you know, business individual.
No, you're looking proper, dude. The right socks, timepiece, you know, you're like me, dude. You know?
Listen to this one.
Not only that you're sitting on the main chair, today and the rest of June, but I mean, you're looking good. You must look like this the entire month, man. Eh?
My man. So we've got a beautiful show which is lined up for you guys today. I mean, we're talking about career guidance. We're talking about entrepreneurship as a career choice. And I mean, we've got amazing people in the studio. And I mean, I'll just give them opportunity to just introduce themselves before we jump into the program. I'll start on my far right. Sir, grab the mic.
Hi, how are you? My name is Thabang Setwaba. I'm a founder and director at Harry Nevers Denim South Africa.
Oh, nice.
Hi all, my name is Mthobeli Thengimfene. I'm the head of the Vodacom Foundation.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Martin Feinstein. I'm a serial entrepreneur myself. And
Just like me?
I'm just like you. Older.
Oh, yeah.
Done more stuff. Love entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Love small business. Crazy about it, involved in as much as I can to support small business.
Yeah, I think you're really gonna like this particular segment, because I mean, we're starting off this particular Youth Month and we're celebrating entrepreneurship and the amazing things that people are doing out there. And I mean, this gentleman right here is just gonna, you know, introduce himself, tell us a little bit about who he is and what he does. And I would like for you to jump in at some point and then just give some, you know, some business coaching and guidance before we get into the e-learning platform. And I mean, Vodacom is doing amazing, amazing stuff on that particular platform that, I mean, you guys need to just tune into and then, you know, listen to, and you'll be blown away. Sir, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I grew up in Tembisa.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm somebody who's passionate about business. In 2010, I was handpicked by the Department of Labor to do a small business course for 3 months. Ever since that day, I knew that business is something that I want to do.
Yeah.
Ever since that day, I knew that I had to be involved somehow. So in 2010, I had a company, a small company. We were manufacturing T-shirts, printing them. And then it went on and went on until 2012. But it wasn't something that I was really passionate about. I wanted to find something that would give me power, something that would make me something different in the market, something unique. So I took time out from business until 2015. That's when I came up with that product, Harry Nevers Denim South Africa. Basically, we manufacture and retail tailor-made jeans. We manufacture them the way you want them, the way tailor-made clothing should look like. It's quality clothing, as tailor-made. We use organic denim raw material. We basically into fashion.
Yeah. Now tell me something. Are you alone in this venture? Do you have other partners?
I have partners. I have three business partners. One is away on a business trip in Bloemfontein. He has a photo shoot that side, and then the other one as busy. He's doing a learnership somewhere.
You know, someone is sitting out there and they're thinking to themselves, what qualifies you to do this? I mean, are you qualified to be in this particular business? I mean, particularly because you're talking about career guidance, how you have accountants being plumbers being lawyers. Well, I hope not plumbers being lawyers, but hey, I mean, are you qualified for this? How did you get into this?
I think this is something that I'm good with. Ever since, I've tried so many things in my life.
Yeah.
I grew up at Mamelodi Sundowns. I was a soccer player, and then I had to move. I got into music. I got signed at Pezulu Records under DJ Mbuso. It didn't work out up until I started establishing something that I own, something that will be mine, something that I have to push on my own, something that depends on me to work.
So one of the reasons why you are here is because you want to pitch at T, right?
Yes.
I mean, with these amazing people that are in the room that will share their ideas on how you need to activate your brand a little bit more, just give us a 60-second pitch. I know I caught you off guard, but a 60-second pitch. You're sitting with executives. They want to give you that 5 million rand deal. Definitely. Or that retail deal that you've been looking for. And I mean, they're just going to give you their insights and where you need to just take your business.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm going to count you down. Okay. Three. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Always ready.
Always ready. Born wow, ready. Entrepreneurship. Three, two, one, go.
Yeah, Harry Nevis, we manufacture and retail custom-made, tailor-made jeans. We've been featured on two international magazines. As you said, I just won Best Business Pitch at T. We have a TV interview coming up. We've been approached by TV shows to dress their presenters. So we're still a young company. We were registered last year in August. And if you can count from August to now, it's something like 9 months. But like, we have achieved so much that in a very small little time. So we are pushing. We are a very young company. We are passionate. We have a very passionate team. We have hardworking people. Our main designer just graduated from VUT.
So your time's up.
Oh.
Your time's up. You sounded a little bit nervous there. Teboho, my man, what do you think of that?
I don't know, what is this man pitching?
Yeah.
Easy pitching.
So
you see this particular segment at the beginning of the show is the hot seat. Mm. So you're gonna get grilled by these two gentlemen on how you need to improve your business. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think more than anything, when you're pitching a business, we need to know what problem are you solving. You know, right now you did pitch. Yes, we heard. But Rana, you spoke about, one, in terms of you speaking about what your other partner or whoever that had just graduated, one, it's good. It speaks of credibility. And right now you spoke of you being featured on two or three international magazines. Yes. You know, it could be an international magazine, but that is community-based. So if you're featured on Forbes, then you're bound to drop that. That gives you credibility as a business person. So right now, more than anything, it's that what we need to know exactly, I mean, what is it that you're selling and how you're selling, you know? So right now, I think it's a couple of things that I missed in terms of your pitch. But I think the senior serial entrepreneur could be in a position to give us a better view.
I thought you were going to say the senior citizen. Because I am. Harry, are you wearing your jeans?
Yes.
Let's see.
The product.
Turn around. Oh, very cool. Really nice jeans.
Thank you so much.
So, it's a pity your jeans weren't the star of your pitch. Because to me, of your whole pitch, let's say your whole pitch is 100%.
Yes.
Maybe 10% of your pitch was about your product. The rest was about we've done this. This is when we got registered. We've been in this magazine. We got this award. We're doing this TV show. We've done this interview. I'm a customer. I want to look good. I'm always looking out for great fashion, great value, something that's going to make me look really good, because as a consumer, it's all about me, what's in it for me. But your pitch is all about you. And I think that if you want to pitch a clothing product, a fashion product,
yes,
whether it's to young people, not so young people, it's got to be about the product. Yes. So what makes your jeans better than G-Star or Diesel or any other brand out there in terms of style, yes, fabric, yes, quality, availability? Because remember, your jeans can be fantastic, but they've got to be within my reach.
Definitely.
So if I had to sum up your pitch, A marks for passion and really wanting to drive your business out there and do something new and different and fresh and exciting in fashion. But a C minus for the pitch is all about you and your business. It's not about what the customer is looking for and telling the customer what they can get if they get your jeans.
Yes, I understand.
So definitely. I would like to put a spin to it. I'd like to throw Mr. Mtobe. I know this is not what you came in here for, but in this case, you'd be the customer. Now, with your observation of this particular entrepreneur, he wants to sell you this thing. Would you buy? Would you invest money? Are you interested?
No. Excuse me. He was a bit distant to me.
Yeah.
Because I was still trying to understand him, but I didn't get to know how the affinity with me as Mtobedi, you know, what is it that bring me closer to him?
Yeah.
So I was asking myself, so what? As you were speaking, I was carefully asking myself, so what? Where are we getting to with this? And then you said, time up. So he lost me in that process. So that's just my first reaction to his
pitch. I mean, any suggestions on how he could better his pitch?
I think where I come from, I come from the education background. I think, firstly, I just want to appreciate such platforms, because for me, it is about how do we empower people to be able to make these impactful pitches. I think our role as a society, and that's where I will position myself, is about empowering, skills transferring, enabling people to be able to, one, to have confidence to stand up. Because I guess there are many hearers out there,
yeah,
who have got these products but would not have, one, the platform to talk about them. Secondly, we don't have the capability. So the question I'm asking ourselves is, what is it that we are doing as a society to empower him and his likes, so that he's got the confidence to go out and make these pitches more effectively? I think that is what perhaps then you should be challenging us then as the members of the society.
Yeah.
How do we create platforms? I mean, how does he use Vodacom platforms, you know, to be able, one, to access information, two, to access markets, but also to be able to disseminate,
yeah,
who he is. I mean, but more his product.
I think we're going to have a very entertaining in-depth chat with the work that you guys are doing over there at Vodacom. So, I mean, my man, tell me, I mean, your five-year plan, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years, 4 years?
Basically, we want to open stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, locally, maybe one here in Joburg, two, one Pretoria, Durban, Cape Town. Because for now, we're still pushing through the internet. When you want our product, you have to be on Facebook. You have to get it on Facebook. Even now, we're still trying to advertise through Google Plus.
Oh, yeah. What's your Twitter in closing? I mean, what's your Twitter, your Facebook? When can people get a hold of you?
It's Harry, Twitter, it's Harry Nevis 01. And then Facebook, it's Harry Nevis Denim South Africa.
Yeah. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very much. Thank you for taking the hot seat today. That was your man, Harry Nevis, who is one of the founders of South Africa's fastest growing denim, premium denim manufacturers, Harry Nevis Denim South Africa. So, I mean, we're going to jump into a conversation right now with a fantastic gentleman, Mr. Martin Feinstein. He's an entrepreneurial guru. No, that's not a company he runs. He's a guru. He's a serial entrepreneur. He lives, he breathes it. He's not a serial citizen. He's not a serial old citizen of this country, but he's done amazing and fantastic things. I mean, he's the founder of Proudly South Africa. Yes, the Proudly South Africa Africa that you know, the one that has got all its labels on all proudly South African manufactured products. He has run all major entrepreneurial competitions in South Africa, which I find to be amazing and fantastic. I mean, he's involved in quite a number of different products and different businesses that he's going to be touching on today. Sir, how are you?
Great, thank you.
I'm very honored and very pleased to have you in studio today. Yes, sir.
It's really great to be here.
Could you please share a little bit, some insight in terms of trends that are out there from a township perspective? I mean, he's a township entrepreneur himself, which, you know, who's coming up. And back to what Mr. Mtobian was busy talking about was, you know, creating those platforms that are available so that 50 or 60 other guys in different to various industries are able to get the platform. Maybe this is one of three or four interviews he's done on radio. Mm-hmm. And every time he steps on the mic, they just listen to him. He says nonsense. They let him go. They don't really care about him. They've been able to service their listeners and their airtime. But I mean, one of the biggest things that we've always wanted from the show is to create a platform where entrepreneurs like him can come into the studio and meet seasoned executives and seasoned professionals that will be able to give him expertise more than anything. I mean, it's that 5-10 minute interview, but more than anything, you know, just to share a little bit of insight in terms of how he can develop his business and move it to the next level. Because our biggest fear is that a lot of small businesses stay small. 25, 30 years down the line, they are still small. So those skills that you were talking about, Baba, I mean, those skills are not really there because we are not able to scale our businesses forward. Sir, the platform is yours.
Phew, it's tough to know where to start, but let's start with Harry. I would say, Harry, your biggest decision is to decide whether you want to be a manufacturer or whether you want to be a retailer, because those are two completely different businesses. I think opening retail stores is a completely different business to making and selling jeans. And I would be very, very cautious to try and move too quickly from building a jeans brand, which is really what you're trying to do, to trying to open a retail chain, which is what you're talking about. Because the minute you get into having your own retail stores, you're into big capital expenditure, big overheads, a whole logistics operation. It's a different kettle of fish. So I would say you're going to need probably to spend the next up to 5 years building your brand before you can even start thinking about stores. And let the other people that have stores out there see the demand for your jeans and come to you. If you can make your jeans so desirable and your brand so sought after in the market that you're targeting, that they're walking into stores and looking for them and asking for them, those retailers will come to you and say, please, can we have a branded section in our store with your jeans in it? Because you don't have the overheads, the logistics, the hassles of running stores, but you're in the stores. And then stepping back, because there are thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs like Harry who are in the process of starting a business and going through the blood, sweat and tears, because it's really tough. About 80% of all startups in South Africa do not make it through the first 42 months. So if you took a snapshot of 100 entrepreneurs today that are involved in a startup, and in 42 months time you took another snapshot, there'd be 19 or 20 of those men and women still standing. So why is that? It's not because there's no funding, because there is funding. It's not because there's no support and mentorship and coaching and training, because there is. It's because we need to really open up new markets for these entrepreneurs. We need to make sure that they don't spend a lot of time working on a bad idea, on a flawed idea.
Yeah.
So your product sounds like a really great product. There's an enormous jeans market. People are always looking for something fresh, something new, something that looks really good and that has good value. So if you have a good product and there's a market, you're halfway there. Most of the businesses out there
are doing something that they're passionate about, but they haven't really identified a market, or as Taboho said right at the beginning, a problem to solve or a need to meet. And that's where it all starts. So I would say that entrepreneurship is really alive and well and thriving in South Africa. There's an enormous emphasis at local, provincial and national government level on township entrepreneurs, the township economy, and starting to look at the money that's circulating in townships around the country and how that money flows out of the townships instead of being spent in the townships so it can be reinvested and circulate in the townships to build more vibrant economies. We've now got a Department of Small Business with Minister Lindiwe Zulu at the head. She's a real firebrand for small business development and entrepreneurship, very passionate about youth entrepreneurs. And we're starting to see some really interesting things come out of that department, like this National Gazelles Program, because entrepreneurship is not just about startups. It's also about growing small businesses into medium and then big businesses. So the National Gazelles picks 40 businesses a year across 10 industries and grows those businesses from small into potential giants.
Yeah.
This is an emphasis on high growth businesses with the National Gazelles. And that's a global trend now in entrepreneurship, is give startups the support that they need, but don't invest too much there because the failure rate is so high. Rather take the entrepreneurs that have made it with their own resources and their own endeavors through the first 2 or 3 years and really invest and help those guys to get to the next level, because those are the guys that are creating the jobs. Those are the guys that are really building innovations and have global potential.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, one of the things, a question comes to mind, because I was asked this quite recently, how do you know to call it quits on a bad idea? Because sometimes you could be on a bad apple for 5 years, 6 years, but you're not even sure. Maybe jeans is a bad apple and is not even sure. Maybe branding for me is my bad apple and I'm not even sure. But I mean, at what point does one call it quits? Is there a system or a procedure that one can put in place to make sure that you are able to detect much quicker if an apple is bad or it's good? And then I've got a follow-up question to that.
That's a really, really good question. And it's probably the toughest question you could ask today. I think there's two answers to that. The one is you give up when you, as an entrepreneur, have completely run out of steam, because you can bounce back, you can be resilient, you can pick yourself up off the floor from disappointment and you know, live to fight another day. But there can come a point where you realize that you've actually just completely run out of steam as a person or as a team. And at that point, you've really got to ask yourself the question whether you're prepared to invest your energy and carry on. You know, in the sort of venture capital startup community, particularly in the States, there's an adage which says it's best to fail quickly. If you're going to fail, fail quickly. Because you don't want to spend 3 or 4 or 5 years flogging a dead horse and trying to make something unworkable work. My view on this is your customers will tell you, because they're not becoming your customers. So if no one is buying, there's something fundamentally wrong. Because if you've got something that people want, or you've got something that people need, and you've got the price right, and you've got the offering right, you've got the product or the service right, people are going to buy from you. You might have to change the price, you might have to change your distribution, you might have to tweak your product, but people will pay you money because they want or need what you got.
Yeah.
If no one's doing that for an extended period of time, you probably don't have a business.
Now, tell me something, sir. I mean, what are some of the most essential things that startup entrepreneurs need to really consider before jumping into business, or small businesses need to really consider to make their businesses sustainable, according to your experience?
They've got to, first of all, not be scared of numbers. most entrepreneurs are so consumed with the amazingness of their product and what they want to do and how they're going to change the world that they don't have a business model. So they're not looking at where their costs are, what it's going to cost them to run the business. They're not looking at where the revenues are coming from, where their margin is. You have to become comfortable with numbers because business is about numbers.
Yeah.
As much as it is about sales and about marketing and brand and all those other things. I think you also have to be very, very clear what is it that you're selling and who are you selling it to? One of the biggest things that young entrepreneurs and startup entrepreneurs struggle with is focus. They become opportunity driven because there's not a lot of money coming in. So if there's a possible tender there and it's not quite in their line of business that they wanted to do, they'll still go for it. Loss of focus. There are many, many companies which are set up around South Africa which do security, which do cleaning, which do catering, which do this, which do, will do anything if there's money in it. That's not how you build a business. A business needs focus. And sometimes you have to say, and it's a difficult thing to do, no to opportunities because it's not part of your core business focus. What I like about Harry is his focus is not on, we're going to do a fashion magazine and a fashion blog and a fashion website and we want to be talking to SABC or ETV about a fashion program and we do the, they want to make jeans. It's simple, it's clean, it's focused, and that's a big recipe for success.
Wow. Thank you very much, sir. Now, before I let you off the hook, I'd love to really find out more about this amazing competition that you have going down in Soweto, or the Soweto Business Stars. What is that all about?
Oh, it's a great competition.
Yeah?
It's a pilot because it's just for residents of Soweto or people with businesses in Soweto. And if it works, it's likely to be extended into multiple other townships through Josie. The idea is to really shine a spotlight on amazing small businesses in Soweto that maybe are not getting a showcase. They're not getting a shop window. So the competition is open to anyone in Soweto with a business idea. So we have a rising stars category for particularly for young people with business ideas. We have a Technovation category. We have a zero to hero category for people that have turned their business around. We've got a social innovation category, a social hero category for people that are solving social problems through business solutions. There's five different categories to cover everybody. There's 575,000 rand in prizes for the five winners. And the 20 finalists, which would include the five winners, in this competition, who'll be selected at the end of June, will not only share in that money, but we're going to take them through an incredible business coaching journey. You were talking about knowledge platforms and knowledge sharing and skills transfer. We're going to take those businesses and make sure that they are operating from a really solid foundation. So it's www.sowetobusinessstars.org.za. Everything you need to know is there. The entry form is there. The categories are there. The phone numbers and email query addresses and contact details are there. If you want to enter, you've got until only the 13th of June. So there's no charge to enter. You can do a simple Word document and email it off to us. It's www.sowetobusinessstars.org.za.
Wow, interesting. And I mean, you know, just quickly, 2 seconds. Is this going to come to Tembisa? I need this to come to Tembisa.
I wish.
Speak
to the mayor.
Speak to the mayor.
Speak to the mayor.
I'll connect to the mayor through you. I mean, after the break, we're going to play a beautiful song. But after the break, we've got an amazing gentleman, Mr. Mthobeli Thengimfene, the executive head of corporate social investment projects at the Vodacom Foundation. Now, they've got amazing things that they're doing. And particularly, some of the things that we're going to be talking about with them is their engagement with their My Future, My Career initiative. And I mean, their e-learning platforms. They've got amazing e-learning platforms that are going to be sharing with us. So stay tuned to cliffcentral.com 360.
360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome back to 360 Biz on Cliff Central on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. To you guys that are listening to us on the podcast and you guys that are listening to us live, please check us out on cliffcentral.com. The numbers to call in is 0861-555-189. Twitter, it's at cliffcentral.com. Facebook, Cliff Central. Join in on the conversation also on WeChat live right now. You can send us messages. cliffcentral.com. I mean, it was a very interesting conversation that we had a little bit earlier on with Martin and Harry. And I mean, what you don't know is, okay, we've got an amazing gentleman in studio, Nkosi from Prime Stars. What you don't know is that this gentleman is not just the head of CSI at Vodacom. This man was a business guru giving strategic business developmental advice to young startups. So, Vodacom, watch out. But I mean, more than anything, one of the things that he touched on, which was amazing, he touched on guys like him have got amazing skills, they've got ideas. But one of the biggest things that they need those skills fine-tuned. They need platform, which is what they are able to provide. They need platform where they can get where they can get exposure, platform where they can get information, which is what brought a lot of interest for us with the partnership between Vodacom and Prime Stars. Could you tell us a little bit about that before we jump in?
Of course. Firstly, thank you for having us. Yes, I am representing Prime Stars Marketing, but here to talk about what our sponsors are doing with us, Vodacom, alongside AECI, SIACA Foundation, the NYDA, the GCRA, Tsohosan, and various other sponsors coming in and saying, look, we understand that there's a skills gap in our country. So guys like Harry, who have now started businesses, were once in high school and were once, in school, but didn't have access to the kind of programs that we have right now. I didn't have access to the programs we have right now. But we've realized that if we are to effectively impact our youth, we have to start at the bottom.
Yeah.
We have to start as early as primary, as early as high school. And what our program does is we use Stokinico cinemas as theaters of learning. And companies such as Vodacom come in and say, we also want to commit ourselves to changing our youth. And we expose learners to over 100 career options that also include entrepreneurship. But we do believe that once you've worked in a company for years and gained experience, you do need to build on and become an entrepreneur. So there's this pipeline that says, learn your skills. You know, what do I need to study? Where do I need to go? Where can I get bursaries? And you get the skill set. And companies that open us up to more learners, like the NYDA, takes us into rural areas. And what they do for us is they help us in expanding our reach. And our program is specifically set to empower young people at an early age for them to be able to make decisions early that help them to have the skills and the tools and the resources to make better decisions moving forward to empower the nation.
Wow. So, I mean, sir, finally, the moment. I mean, I'm interested to know with regards to the partnership that you guys have with My Future, My Career. But I mean, also, I mean, I'm very, very interested to also know about the e-learning platforms, because I mean, what you guys are doing with Prime Stars is amazing and it's cutting edge, it's futuristic, it's never been done before. So could you please just for the second time today, just greet the listeners and then just jump straight into it.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I think one of the important standpoints of Vodacom is provision of access. Martin made a very important statement earlier on that in this country it's not a shortage of resources that is the issue, but it is the linkage or the absence of the linkage between those who need those resources and the actual resources. So how we have positioned ourselves as Vodacom is being able to provide the linkage, provide the access, minimizing the barriers to access to that information. So this is how we viewed our invitation to partner then with Prime Minister on this, that we are being given an opportunity to work with them in providing the youth access to the information that they need to be able to make determinations about their future. The difference between my generation and the current generation is the access to knowledge, access to opportunities, so that they can make a more informed determination about where they want to go, what works, what doesn't work. We never had much of that because there was just so many barriers to that information. So that we hope that through our partnership, we are able then to provide endless access to resources. And the barriers are so many. Sometimes it is the inability to make the calls because of the perception that the calls are expensive. It is just inability to move from one point to the other. So the question we are always asking ourselves as Vodacom is, how do we use then our core competency to be able to bring that information at the handset, at the thumbs or the fingers of the recipients? So that is what we are preoccupied with. So how we see our world is that up there is content, various forms of content, including for content about careers, including academic content about all the subject matters that the learners are studying. So now how do we then link that content with the learners? How do we eliminate the barriers there? And how do we make sure that learners, irrespective of their socioeconomic status, have access to the same quality content? So in that way, we are leveling the playing field. Our belief is that through telecommunications, we are democratizing access to information. So that is the philosophical basis that informs then our partnership in this regard. So in doing that, then we have created a number of platforms in pursuit then of this philosophy of providing access. The e-learning or the e-school platform is but one of those of those platforms where we have taken the curriculum aligned to CAPS as it is called, and put it such that learners are able to access that content using their cell phones. And for those who are Vodacom subscribers, it shall be zero rated. So it means that we eliminate now the barrier of cost. And we have also created a number of points throughout the country whereby people will be able to come in, use those facilities to be able to have access to unlimited resources in education and any other sources of information that they might like. So it is a space that is continuously growing. As I say, that we are just positioning ourselves as the providers of access. We are not creating the content. That's why we have to partner with other people. But our strength then is on creating the pipes making those pipes accessible, making those pipes affordable. That is how we have positioned ourselves in these partnerships. And so, as I say, that the content out there is endless. It could be content about entrepreneurship for Harry in this case. It could be about academic content. It could be about careers. It could be about any other thing. What we are positioning ourselves is, how do we create then those passages for every person, regardless of their background, to be able to access that content equitably?
Very, very powerful. Mm. Very amazing.
If I may, what I liked about what Mr. Mtombeni is talking about access, Vodacom sees themselves as the access point, the supplier of access to young people. Prime Stars, we see ourselves as their facilitator. So our job is to find companies such as Vodacom, such as Tsogosan, such as Kulula, such as Nutrifruit, NYDA, that want to invest in young people. And then we find government representatives that also want to be part of this place. And then we find schools all across the country that are looking and that are searching for this assistance. As Mr. Ntombeni said, it's not a lack of resources. It's a case of the access. So as Prime Stars, we say, here are people who have resources and here are people that need the resources, and we facilitate the process. And companies like Vodacom then become the mediator whose channel we use to access learners.
And I mean, you know, just before we cross over to the guys at StandLab, I really must applaud you, sir, for the work that you guys are doing at Vodacom. I was reading the business day and something is rumored there, which is going to do amazing things for young people that are looking for work. You guys are at the forefront. I mean, when I look at all the other telecoms company, they can shoot me if they want, but you guys are at the forefront of doing amazing things. And I know that this partnership with Prime Stars is only going to lead to amazing and fantastic things. We've got, hello, you on the line? 360 Biz, hello?
I am.
Hello. Henry, hi, how's it, Henry?
How are you doing?
Thanks, man. Thanks for holding for so long. Yeah, you well? Bulelani here?
No problem.
Yes, sir. Could you please just tell us a little bit more about this program that you guys are launching tomorrow with the guys at Prime Stars?
Sure. Well, it's, I guess, an initiative by StandLab that pretty much focuses on financial literacy. So I think we've been involved in it for the past 5 years, and it really, I guess, takes the form of a movie targeted at financial literacy, and in terms of the age group, it's really for the college grade 8 to 12. And it will reach about 300 schools, and I think in total, by the time everyone's seen this, it will probably have reached about 60, 70,000 people. So like I said, at the core, it's really just trying to expand in terms of financial literacy, make people know about saving money, investing money, and the importance of that over time.
Yeah. Now, Henry, I mean, I oftentimes move with so much speed that I forget to give people the opportunity to introduce themselves. I'm sorry about that. Could you please just formally introduce yourself to our listeners? Just greet them. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Sure. So my name is Henry Munzara. I work at StandLab, which is an asset manager. So effectively, we invest people's money. And I'm the head of research. That's my responsibility here.
And then, I mean, so this is very interesting. I mean, this particular program that you guys are launching tomorrow, financial literacy program. Now, I would like to know just a little bit more about the CSI investment. There's something exclusive that you guys will be announcing quite soon. I mean, are you willing to let us in on that?
I'll say, well, you probably have to be involved tomorrow and over the weekend. So, yeah, I wouldn't want to let too much out of the bag.
Nah, man, I really appreciate it. And I mean, is this program open to the public? Can anyone just jump in and join in? Or, I mean, is a certain channel that people need to go about?
Yeah, so like I said, in terms of what for people who want to know what this is about, it has taken the form of a movie. The movie is called Mind Your Moolah. So it has been airing for the past 5 weeks. It will close this Saturday. So there's still a bit of time to get to it. And like I said, it's really to almost in a fun way talk about the issue of financial literacy and make sure people start thinking about what that actually means, what that practically means. Why is it important to save? Why is it important to invest? What that means for you over time in terms of financial freedom, what that means in terms of at a broader level in terms of economic growth, addressing things like unemployment. So like I said, we've almost found a fun way to deal with a very serious topic.
And I mean, you know, it's been very interesting having you on the phone, but you're not really letting me much information. Could we set up a date to have you here in studio, I mean, in the next week or so that we can talk about the amazing work that you guys are doing at StandLab?
Very happy to do that.
I really appreciate it. Harry, just before you go off the line, just give us 10 seconds of inspiration to a young kid out there, young entrepreneur out there. Just inspire them, anything.
Yeah, I think what I would like to say, at least given the work we do, which is investing people's money, what we've seen is that a lot of times people think that you need to start with a lot of money to be able to do that. But it's actually the small little steps that people make at an individual level, whether that's choosing not to buy something on a particular weekend and sort of save that little bit of money. And then in terms of what that does over time, I think it's really that message that people need to take home, that it's really the little baby steps that make the difference over time between someone who you regard as a successful entrepreneur or millionaire and someone who basically hasn't managed to make it. So if there's anything I can say, that it's never too early to start, and it's really the small baby steps. But I think what's important is to know the difference between making the right choice financially and making the wrong one, and then seeing that play over time.
Ah, really appreciate you giving of your time, Henry. Sir Martin.
You know, I did say earlier that a lot of entrepreneurs are scared of numbers. And I think what these partners are doing, this project, is really critical, because as an entrepreneur, if you're not financially literate, especially around where your margin is, you're going to sink, because typically entrepreneurs will go into a venture underestimating the costs of doing business and overestimating the revenues that they think they're going to make. And inevitably, they end up in trouble. So just getting those basics right and becoming less scared by numbers and feeling more confident and able to work with numbers, understand your numbers, and for numbers to become your friend and not your enemy is really, really important.
Thank you. What is important to note is that it is one thing to create all these platforms and opportunities, but it is the other for the people for whom these things are intended to utilize them. There are many of these things that are put up there, but sometimes we find it, we are struggling to get people to appreciate them, to use them maximally.
Yeah,
I say that now Vodacom has created an education a portal that is zero rated. So I expect people to throng into that portal. You know, we created these teacher centers that are at your disposal at no cost to you. But we are expecting people to go out. So people must not stop taking these things for granted and be able to go out and utilize them fully. The only benefit we derive is when we see these things being maximally utilized. And it is only then that we can grow and offer even more.
Thank you very much. Kosi?
Just to close, I'd like to emphasize what we at Prime Stars believe is the secret to success in all people's lives and in business, and that's partnerships. We partner with sponsors, we partner with individuals, we partner with brands, we partner with government, and we partner with young people. And we believe that with partnerships, we are stronger. So in leaving today, we'd like to say that we are open for partnerships, and as it is Youth Month, we believe that we also need to partner with our youth. Our youth deserves a seat at the table, and they have a voice. So let's partner, let's work together, and we thank you for the platforms you continue giving us here at Cliff Central, and thank you, Vodacom, and to our other sponsors. And guys, thank you for having us.
Thank you very much. Sir, shut it down.
Great show, my brother. If your actions inspire others to dream, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. A leader is the one that knows the way, goes the way, and shows the way. Aspire to inspire, and do not be intimidated by others' growth.
Get things done.
This is what we had for you today on 360 Biz. Catch us again next time, same place, right here on Cliff Central. Remember to go on to www.cliffcentral or on download the podcast to actually catch up on the show if you've missed it or on some of these previous shows that we've had. We out.
360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.